those strangers. And welcome to the March 14th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and we have two poems for you this week, each of which is read by their respective poet. The second, Tricona, is by Lalini Shanelara Neraja. First up is Limbs by Samuel A. Adeyemi. Samuel A. Adeyemi is a poetry editor at Afro Literary Magazine. A Best of the Net nominee and Pushcart nominee, he is the winner of the Nigerian Students Poet Prize 2021. His works have appeared or are forthcoming in Palette Poetry, Frontier Poetry, 580 Split, Agbowo, Brittle Paper, Jalanda, and elsewhere. And now, the poems.
Limbs by Samuel Adeyemi. The workouts don't work when you barely have anything to eat. 250 abdominal crunches a week. Silly boy admitted. You like to suffer. Ribs all around your sides. Caged like that. This body, boned in body. Cathedral of tight skin. Close-knit biology. I bend, and the whole spine lifts. Rearranges. On some days I am so small I could live on the shiver, fit under my brother's nail. A week ago I lost my favorite jacket. The days that came after were cynical. In the mirrors I appeared, I'd search finger on glass for a third skin, sweater of gristle. What I found, foil. My body a desert of living bones. Listen closely, a sandstorm whispering in the joints. This wilt, this bullet-shaped torso. I fear everything that embraces me, seeks to count up my 12th rib. Notice how skinny is less skin than skeleton. Even language echoes the lithe, mocks it. Here I am, searching for my body. Fingers snaking around my temple, my nape, my entire boring mode of matter. As if I would arrive at the chest. Pull out the new suit and drape myself, bloodless like that. Clean surgery. Oh, to repair the flesh, to scalpel the skin into vain grace. I feel myself with want, as if it would in turn feel my rose slender limbs. But I still ebb and flow with the garden breeze. My lightweight, my bone of silk. Wear your earrings around my wrist and ask what to do with the dangle. Touch my right leg and imagine a golf club forged to the hip. This morning, a friend held me by the jaw. Your cheeks look fuller, he said. And I liked that. I liked it very much.
Once again, that was Limbs by Samuel Adeyemi. Next up is Tricona by Lalini Shanelara Neraja. Lalini Shanelara Neraja is a multi-genre creative from Kandy, Sri Lanka, currently inhabiting a liminal Midwestern locale known as the Quad Cities. She has written about defiant women, mother tongues, and luminous worlds for Entropy, Off Assignment, Sky Island Journal, Uncanny Magazine, and others. Find her at www.shanelaranaraja.com.
Tricona by Lalini Shanelara Neraja. Now that the last unstaked earth we can claim is the triangle wedged beneath fore and hind wheels, I burn with hunger for cremation, knowing you will feed my embers to the chassis at night and gather me close in the oil-choked morning and not be imprisoned for littering, and I will do the same for you. Now that the latrine lines uncoil for kilometers, you could die of dehydration waiting to piss. We thank all the gods we're not healthy enough to shit. Laying waste to the earth being a capital offense, second only to murder. Because bodies can be repurposed. I'd sooner be arrested entering stillborns than voiding myself, the black market escort bio that felled you in lust. Your parents were jailers. In the latrine lines, you lecture me often on the penance of middle-class digestive systems. Now that I've turned enough tricks to vacate my mother's trishaw and bordello my own, we park side by side to make love horizontally, like couples on the holoscreens from Golden Age Bollywood. and your trishul sits higher on reinforced tires, and each monoxide morning bruises, bleach your vertebrae. And it's not a wedding brand, but I'll take what I can get. Now that the mainlanders have discovered I can paint you, drive them to me, and we dogfight in Sanskrit over your commission, while I unroll smuggled skin onto the windscreen and craft the scene in recycled blood and stale diesel. The beetling hive of metal cocooned humans, how they swoon, these tourist fools. How you simper and kowtow and promise violence if I cheat you out of your cut. Because I cheat you often, knowing your stockpiling fool to drive the overseas bridge where my father died trying, died flaming, to know how it would feel to live inside a square. Now that you've been to the White Van Clinic, there's no punishable risk in parking together. So nightly we wander the rust-dark aisles, minefield on minefield of hollow shields like koi bowls in old cartoons or paper lanterns or pregnant moons. The fist fights, the sex, the mundanity still left to us. You lick hydrocarbons from my shaved neck, my daredevil beloved. I swear then and there to save your spot in the latrine line tomorrow morning.
And this has been the March 14th edition of the Strange Horizons Poetry Podcast. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue. We have new fiction by Nelly Geraldine Garcia Rosas and the first of this week's reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.